reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." But then they asked him, "Teacher, when will it happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" And Jesus answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty sounds will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Reading is a popular reading from the past week and a half, so we continue to start that then. But again, remember that the temple or the people was destroyed in 70 AD by Jerusalem. Luke's Gospel is written probably around the year 80 or so. So the early Christian community are hearing this proclaimed to them. And Jesus is trying to say, look, these things are coming, these terrible, lousy things, you know, destruction, wars, insurrections. But don't be terrified because God is still with you. And that's really what this reading, I think, is trying to say. Look, God is still with us in the midst of all the things going on in our world today, too. You know, there's wars, poverty, insurrections, there's a lot of turmoil, hatred, you name it, it's all going on. A lot has changed for the last 2,000 years. So we come here this morning, then, as Jesus says, don't follow them. Maybe that might be a tip-off to say, what are the voices that you and I listen to? You know, we want to turn on TV and CNN and all the different channels, all social media. You can hear a lot of people telling you what to do, what not to do, and how to do it, what to be afraid of. And it just puts more fear and animosity around us. So maybe you kind of say, listen to my son's voice. Listen to that voice that brings you hope and gentleness and comfort and kindness. The temple was destroyed for the Jewish people. That was a symbol of God's presence in their midst. So what are they going to do? Where are they going to pray? Jesus is saying, I'm still with you. Remember through our baptism, through the Eucharist we received this morning, the body and blood of the risen Lord Jesus, you and I are the living temple of God. God dwells in you and me. This chapel can crumble to the ground. God's presence will still be here in our world. The beautiful gift of nature, yes, but more importantly, in each and every one of us who are the living temple of God. So praise God that he chooses to live in you and me. Praise God that he sends us forth today from the Eucharist then to bring hope and comfort and a measure of gentleness into other people's lives in the midst of all the terrible wars and insurrections and all the anger going around us. Trust Jesus and he will lift us up to his embrace as always. Let's pray.